Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. Hello, Laurie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is it cold where you are today? I see a sweater on.
It is cold. I had to scrape ice off the window.
Where are you?
Arkansas.
Y'all got ice already? Did you get you got that cold front that we're getting tomorrow. It came to you already.
Yep, flipping Arkansas.
It's going to be 41 degrees tonight. I'm all excited because it'll feel like Halloween. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yep. It was 30 last night, I think. So yeah, we got ice.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Lee Brown.
Good to meet you.
And welcome over here to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. I'm excited to find out more about you and what you've encountered around this insanely fun and addictive profession. So tell us a little bit about Laurie. What should we know about you? How long you been around real estate? And
I got my real estate license August 4th. So I haven't been a realtor for very long. But before that, I worked at the board office for the North Central Board of Realtors in Mountain Home.
Now, what did you do at the board office?
I was the AE.
That's an association executive, yeah. If you're not a real estate type person. And that's the person who basically is a professional cat herder of realtors who are out there buying and selling houses. And so they get to deal with all the realtors in your market. So if you're a consumer, those are the people that you should be praying for. And so you were the association exec and you said, I'm going to go do what my members do. What made you come to that conclusion, Lori, that you should try it?
I want to do big things. And I felt like I could do bigger things on this side than on that side. And I have been hitting the ground running. I mean, I've only just now this week been able to slow down and go, okay, what have I just done for the last 3 months? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is the perk of, and by the way, friends, we're recording this in fourth quarter right before the presidential election. And every 4 years, whenever we have a presidential election, there's this collective about the week before where real estate, you still have stuff to do, but it's not nearly jamming because everybody's staring at the election. And when we get to this time next week, people will have gotten back to doing things because it's a every 4 years phenomenon. Lori, what did you do before you were an association executive? What was the background you brought to this profession?
My background is in digital and social media marketing.
I love that.
Yes. And so I'm excited to have some minutes to do, I'm starting a YouTube channel and I've tried to do my social stuff along the way, but seriously been so busy that, oh my goodness. So yeah, excited about it.
And this, I guess there's so many directions I could go in here. And I know we wouldn't make you tell a story, but I like to ask questions too. You've been around a lot of different realtors and a lot of different brokerages and their different strengths and weaknesses. So you came out of the gate as a practicing realtor with a different amount of knowledge than anybody else would have who went to pre-license in school. So how did you pick the brokerage where you decided to affiliate? What was the deciding factor?
They were my realtors. We've been here a little over a year, and they were my realtors, Sandy Davenport and her son, Ray. And I thought, oh, please let me work there. I did interview other brokers because my mortgage was so awful. And I thought Sandy will say, don't ever darken my doorstep. But she let me come to work for her and I'm super excited about it. I feel like I belong here. These are great people. And the thing is, I come from around the world. My husband is had a telecommunications job and we've literally lived all over the world. And now we get to finally do rural America for him. And I get to finally be a realtor. And so the people in my office know everything. They know the people, they know the land, they know everything. And I bring the worldwide stuff to them, but they bring the really super local stuff to me. So it's a good mix.
Do you know, you said something there that I have to write down because it's sitting here reverberating in my head. You said, I get to be a realtor. Yes. Think about this. A lot of the jobs that any of us do in life are jobs you have to do. I have to wait tables to pay for college. That's how I paid for college. I have to do this job. I have to. My husband has 2 more years in his job with AT&T before he hits his pension. So he has to work at least 2 more years. But it's never that way with realtors. We get to be realtors. It's so at one little phrase, Laura, you just like spit a gem out right there. I'd love to know why for you, you were so excited that you get to be a realtor.
Because what was it? My dad was a realtor. So that's what I saw growing up. And I thought, I know I can do that. I love to do that. I watch all the, of course, all the HGTV shows about realtors and real estate. And I just know that that's what I know after doing it for 3 months, this is what I was meant to do.
All right. So how do you know that's what you're meant to do? What's the one thing that, I mean, obviously, you know, we're neither one super young anymore. We're medium. And when you're medium, you learn things about yourself. So right. What's that gut intuition, passion, peace that tells you you belong here? Because real estate's hard. And I don't think the public really grasps how hard the job can be. So what is it that makes you say, no, I'm in the right place?
Because I'm able to use everything that I have. I can use my marketing skills to draw people's interest. And then I am a natural encourager and I love people. So I love to like make the match, you know, like, oh, I found this perfect property. They're going to be so excited. And then, you know, take them and show them. And I love that part of it.
I mean, we are literally living out Fiddler on the Roof every day with Fetch, make me a match.
Yes. If
kids need to listen to more theater, frankly, because they don't all know that song. So anyway, you decided to come on the show because in your this long months in real estate, you've already encountered a moment that made you say, are you for real? So I'd love to know what scenario you encountered and what happened on the other side of that scenario.
So the scenario is more like, am I for real? Because my whole big thing is I grew up in Chicago and been big cities all over the world. And my husband has finally gotten me to rural America. And I've seen things here that I don't even know what they are. There's a groundhog in my yard and I had to put it on Facebook because I didn't know what it was.
Like, that's okay, really that's cute. Funny. That?
No, I call him Flippin' Phil. Oh. And he lives underneath my shed. So we were looking, I was previewing all of our office properties at the beginning of my time before I was running crazy. And we're also looking for a bigger home because we just got a home to land in until we could figure out what we wanted. So we have this house and it's a structure, but there's no well or septic. It's just the structure. So my husband came with me and we went to look at the structure. It's got a beautiful view of the lake. And of course we want the lake view. And we go up the stairs and they kind of go like this and then they turn and go up another flight and it got to the top and this thing was hissing at me and I didn't know what it was. And like I told my husband, I'm like, is that a monkey? And he's like, no, it's a baby buzzard.
In the house?
In the house. It's not complete. It's just a structure. It's just
care. They're supposed to be like taking care of carcasses and roadkill, not in structures. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was. It was right there.
And that's the one you bought? You bought that one?
No, we didn't buy it. No.
I was like, that can't be a good sign. That would have to be a sign from the Lord. Don't buy this house. But you said this is a structure with no water and sewer, no well and septic. Where are you supposed to go to the bathroom?
Well, it needs to be finished. It's an incomplete house, you know. But it just, you kind of get that thought like, oh, well, it started. Let's see. Maybe we can put all the things in it and maybe it's good. We call it the monkey house here in the office.
Laura, you know, the water and sewer is supposed to be there before you build a structure. So something's out of
right.
And I'm not making an Arkansas joke, friends, about y'all not having indoor plumbing, but I totally could because I'm in North Carolina. People make fun of us too, although we're not South Carolina. So there is that. But so I love that you said you're previewing. This is a mistake a lot of newer realtors make. They fail to get to know the product of what they're going to put in the center of the relationships that are built. And you have to see things, feel them and touch them to know what they are. Like, yes. I bet you'll always recognize buzzards from here on out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And groundhogs.
Absolutely.
You know, groundhogs.
And groundhogs, he's cute. He's really cute.
What's his name again?
Flippin' Phil.
Flippin' Phil, okay, because you're going to flip a house one day. You'll figure.
Oh, I live in Flippin', Arkansas.
What?
I live in Flippin', Arkansas.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were just making a
no.
I live in Flippin', Arkansas. No, for real.
No, we were doing a project about 8 years ago in Little Rock, and I saw Flippin' on a sign, and I told my husband, I'm like, someday I want to live in Flippin', Arkansas, so I can tell people I live in flipping Arkansas. It does not disappoint.
That's so funny because I fell right into the trap. It totally works. I love that. But I'm not doing a Woo Pig Suey because I don't have to because you didn't go to Arkansas, right?
I did not, no.
Or Arkansas State, that's the wolves or something, because it's kind of hilarious in a room full of Arkansas realtors. They start doing Woo Pig Suey and then howling. That is some more something to experience. So what would you say is the most fulfilling moment you've had so far as a practicing realtor?
Oh, wow. There's been a lot of them because seriously, at the pace that everything has been, like every little thing, when I could do a contract without having to go, oh my gosh. And, you know, and I just did it and I was able, that was very, very exciting because I thought I'm going to spend my whole life doing contracts and it's not going to go fast and it's going to be hard, but now they're good. I can do them. Finding the perfect house for somebody who's never even seen it. I get to meet this woman next week. She's only seen it on my videos and on pictures. And I did a whole video for her. And then we walked through with the FaceTime and she's just the loveliest person. I absolutely can't wait to meet her in real life. So there's a lot of things that just like every day is something cool. And I get to see more of Arkansas, which is so pretty.
I love that you brought that up because that's definitely a scenario that was occurring prior to the pandemic era. But now we're seeing more and more of the buying a house sight unseen, whether it's because of logistics with travel or it's because of some COVID nervous behaviors. Are you nervous that she won't love it as much as
because
you
of do? Fast.
Do what?
It's fast. The market's fast.
It is, but are you nervous that she won't love it when she gets there?
No, because she belongs there. It's the cutest property. It's kind of magical. People have said it's magical. I could have, if I had 100 of them, I could have sold them all. Like it was my first listing and everybody wanted it, which was really great too, because I got to meet other awesome people because I had this on the MLS and people were like, oh, I want to see that. So the lady who lived there before had made fairies in the trees and a butterfly garden. And it's just so, so awesome. And I feel like this woman's personality meets with this property's personality. She even said that if she's going to give it 2 years, if she doesn't like it, then we'll put it up for sale. And of course I'll be able to sell it again.
But it sounds like it's a good
darling. Risk. Mm-hmm.
You know, but you mentioned that, and I think that's one part of our job that the public doesn't believe us on, that we know when you find the right house, because we do, because we see in our buyer's eyes when the sparkle goes off, when they're like, it's my house, which actually is kind of heartbreaking right now because of the low levels of inventory caused by all the different factors that led to what's happening in fourth quarter. But you might have 10 buyers sparkling about one house, and of course, only one of them can have it. And so as a realtor, you have to work as many different ways as you can to strengthen them so they can have what they're sparkling for.
Right.
And our sellers have to know that we watch for that sparkle because that tells us somebody's less likely to get buyer's remorse, but we also want to help them make great choices. It's so,
yes,
it's fun, exhilarating, nerve-wracking all at the same time. All those adrenaline and cortisone lifting emotions, it's good stuff.
Yes. And I did another one for another lady who's, consequently, I mean, she's actually across the street from this place and they're coming from Texas. And my broker says, just make sure that you show her the good, the bad, and the ugly. So she's a beautiful view. And I'm showing her on the FaceTime, here's your beautiful view. And here's your new pet spider. And it was like this big spider, like I've never seen, which is the worst part about my job, spiders.
Oh, so you don't go in crawl spaces very much, right? Stay out of crawl spaces.
No, I'm not going to do that if I can help it.
Flashlights and home inspectors get to go in crawl spaces. We get to open the door and stick our head around the edge, but we let the spiders have it.
Yeah. We previewed we did an office preview of a house that has like kind of a, probably like 5 feet at the front of the house in the basement that just, it could be a safe room or whatever. And that was my first thing, is look for those spiders. It's an interesting space, but the spiders.
Well, if you make it a safe room, just fumigate it first and that will help it stay safe.
Right.
I do. Exactly. Safe rooms
from those big spiders.
They'll be a growing part of the market. Are you seeing more and more safe rooms in what you're doing in Arkansas?
I've seen two and I really wasn't expecting them. So Yeah, so, yeah. I suppose so.
I do think we'll continue to see more of those, since so many people are considering how they can have a fully functioning home and whatever the future looks like. So it's kind of a fascinating space to do research into. And it's one of the beauties of always going out and knowing the product of real estate, because it does shift a little over time, even though walls and windows and doors might be a component that's always there. Other things come and go. So Lori, what are you looking forward to in your next year of real estate? What's the dream and the goal for the first full year?
I want to, one, I'll know what I'm doing, which is going to be very exciting. I feel more comfortable every single day. I love exploring the new things. Like when I first got my license, or when I thought about getting my license, I thought I would, you know, be showing big, pretty houses and big, pretty shoes with big, pretty jewelry and a pretty dress. And I am out in the dirt. My car is so filthy from yesterday. It's not even funny, you know, because we show a lot of property here. The inventory is low, so people are going for property. And I have learned so much about land. So I feel like next year I go into the year just with so much more knowledge in such a short time than I had, you know, in this last 3 months. It was so crazy. I think I'm going to get a production award, even though I've only been selling real estate for 5 months. I'm really close to the bronze level. I know. And I want to be the top seller in this area. That's my ultimate goal.
Well, I will suggest that since you're doing more land, that you look into the Realtors Land Institute, also known as RLI, and look at that accredited land consultant designation, which is really hard to get, but their classes are amazing. And I would imagine that that would only elevate your top seller status more quickly if you had that specialized education that most realtors just won't bother to get.
I have several certifications, but that one, I forgot that one even existed. So thanks for reminding me.
Well, it's pretty narrow world, because not many realtors work land or are willing to chase the education. And since you obviously are willing to do the dirty work and get the education, that might be a space where you find some more opportunity. So Lori, how can people reach you if they want to know more about flipping Arkansas, or if they want to talk to you about your transition into real estate and find out how they can achieve early success as you have? What's the best way to find you?
Well, I'm at Davenport Realty. Lori at DavenportRealtyAR.com. And then I'm on all the socials as Lori Rottmeier. I'm the only Lori Rottmeier in the world, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's all me. All the Google, it's all me.
You're so lucky.
I know, right? Yes and no. I've had some weird experiences with that too. And I'm starting my Living and Flipping channel on YouTube now that it's slowed down and it stopped raining. So I have ideas for that. That'll be fun. Just because it's going to be like, what happens when you've lived in a big, you know, city, and then all of a sudden you're here where they fish and hunt and, you know, have groundhogs in the yard and stuff.
But, you know, a lot of people are looking for a different kind of lifestyle because of the COVID era. They're reprioritizing. And then look at the Pioneer Woman made a whole daggum brand out of it several years ago. And she goes strong from going from city living to farm life. So always different perspectives. But from a real estate perspective, that could be a fascinating channel to create. So I look forward to following what you put out there. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, guys. Well, all of Lori's contact information and links are in the show notes for this episode. When she gets her YouTube channel up, I'm pretty sure y'all are going to want to follow this and learn about flipping Arkansas and about the transition to Arkansas life from Chicago, which is wildly different, but really exciting to see you do something that you get to do. I'm totally going to use that. I love it. So thank you for coming on the show. It's great to see you and hear about your early success. And
thank
I hope
you,
it
Lee.
Continues to jump like this.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, subscribe to the show, give me 5 stars, and make sure you tune back in, and we'll tell you some more of the crazy shit in real estate. See you later.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.